Dictation for patient Edward Cobb, EDWARD COBB. Date of birth 3/2/1970. Date of service is 2/10/2025 as a new patient visit. Date of accident is reported to be 6/23/2022. Chief complaints: pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, pain in the right shoulder, numbness and tingling of both hands, shooting pain to both legs posteriorly. Mild headaches. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that all of the symptoms reported here are all result of an automobile accident that happened on 6/23/2022 at 12:20 p.m. He was traveling as a driver, not wearing seatbelt, and alone in a truck near Joy Road and Wyoming area in Detroit. The police report is here. He was going eastbound Joy Road and another car that was in front of him immediately suddenly turned in front of him, trying to make a left turn to go to the grocery store. His car hit the other car towards the passenger side rear in a T-bone fashion. And the police came to the scene. He was driving a passenger car. He doesn't remember some of the history because he has a stroke. It could be SUV also, but not sure. Pictures of the car are not available right now. Oh, sorry, it was a Grand Cherokee Jeep. 2022. The patient report that the other car was going west on the Joy Road before turning left just east of Wyoming to get into the parking lot of the grocery store. While the unit one was turning, they were struck by the unit two, who was east on the Joy Road. They both went to the hospital at Henry Ford Hospital. He went to the ER. He was there for 5 hours, and he signed himself against medical advice. And then he went to Providence Hospital. He do not remember every testing, everything done. The X-ray, CT scan, and discharge was discharged. Patient report that the airbags were deployed. He was not wearing seatbelt. There was a momentary loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police did come to the scene, made a report. Ambulance came to the scene and took him to the hospital emergency room. He was stable. The patient reported that his car was total, engine was completely damaged, the front hood, bumper of the front are all smashed and damaged, glass was broken, windows were broken, airbags were deployed, and regarding the injury, he blacked out for many minutes, unknown, and woke up in the hospital, he didn't witness any accident. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches that still are present off and on. They last for a few hours and they are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they can go up to 9 sometime. They are mostly in the front of the head and not radiating. They are constant when they come. They are not sensitive to the light or noise. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. He denies any symptoms of TBI. He has no history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, or loss of balance or equilibrium. Denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness, or confusion, disorientation. Denies any focus problem, concentration problem. He has no nausea, vomiting, no vision issues like blurred vision, spots in the vision, no taste problem, smell problem, and ringing in the ears, no TMJ problem. He does report sleep disturbance as of now and occasional numbness and tingling in the area of both hands and both legs up to the ankle and feet, and denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or difficulty walking, fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness. Regarding the pain, patient is having pain syndrome in the neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder. Both hands are numb and both legs are numb in the posterior part. Some pain in the hip area is reported, but not much. Kindly review the chart that is being scanned for the completion of the history, including the ADLs. And the patient does report that he had an accident in 2018. And it was not serious, didn't report. Another accident in 2023 was also not reported. The patient is suffering from pain in every day and it is continuous. Throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp is the corrector. 7 to 8 is the intensity. 9 is the ADL affection. The patient has been, the pain is worsened by bending and straining. And he has been taking Percocet and oxycodone from other sources. He has been seen by Dr. Anjali Kumar and Dr. Braden. He does not report any surgery for the spine so far, but he had a colostomy bag in the past. He had a gunshot, and he was treated. He had a stroke, and he had some foot surgery also, but he has no details available. He has been requested to provide those details. Regarding the previous testing and investigation, patient report, some MRIs have been done. And he does have a muscle weakness of both legs and numbness and tingling of both hands. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had physical therapy, 6-mile telegraph at All Star Physical Therapy 2020 and 2023, and a chiropractic on 8-mile road. He has seen Dr. Redden for 2 years. He had no injections, no operations, and he was doing a home physical therapy so far. Chiropractic treatment. And tense unit he has, physical therapy and medications. Please review the record for the system review, surgical history, allergies, personal history. His parents are deceased, he has no idea. Brothers, sisters, also he has no idea about their medical issues. He's single, he has got 4 kids, but he lives alone, and he was never working. He's on disability. Lawyer is Michael Forstner, and personal history, he drinks on a weekend, cigar, and he uses recreational drugs sometimes, which is weed. Please review the record for the ADLs. Physical examination reveals the following. Pressure is 141 over 76, pulse 91, pulse of 100, temperature 96.1, height is 5'9", and the weight is 260 pounds. A 54-year-old African-American male, average built, well-nourished, obese, well-oriented. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain cases. no overt anxiousness or lethargic. Good attitude and demeanor is exhibited by the patient. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well with and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including neurological examination. That is found to be normal. Only abnormality is that there is a weakness of the right eye per eyelid, and it doesn't completely open or completely close due to a previous stroke on the right side. In the musculature examination, completely normal. Musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is completely normal. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilateral is noticed. Hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, and bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motions are normal at forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Perling sign, Lerman test are all negative. The distraction test negative, Sotal test negative, thoracic spine Roos test, slump test is negative. And in the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees. Cross leg rest is positive. M test negative, Brudzinski-Kernig test negative, Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, the standing flexion test, iliocompression, distraction tests are all negative, Faber test, Gosselin test are negative. The extremities examination for right shoulder and both wrist is positive. Other than that, there is no positive findings. Examination of the right shoulder reveals pain level around 7, and maximum abduction and forward flexion is 90 degrees in active motions. The motor power is 4x5, and the inspection of the shoulder joint is normal. Palpation is completely normal, no fracture or any crepitous grinding noise, no abnormality. But special test for rotator cuff were found positive. The Hawken Kennedy test was positive. The MTBR-10 test is positive. Near test, speed test is positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. Bilateral hand and wrist. Patient has no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, and there is no atrophy of thenar prominence. Carpal tunnel testing was found positive bilaterally with positive Rinnell sign and Fallon sign. However, the grips are completely normal and motor power is normal. Sensations are intact. Rest of the exam is normal. Extremities, lower extremities, like me. The patient reports in the previous testing that some MRIs have been done. Diagnosis are as follows. V89.2 XXT in the general. CNS. R51. F41.1, PNS M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. The right shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Carpal tunnel syndrome on the both wrist, G56.01, G56.02. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, M53.82, M54.02, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, lumbar spine M54.55, 1.27, M46.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Plan of care comes from the tablet. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has not been ordered as we are not sure patient will benefit from more further therapies. Medical records have not been obtained, and we are waiting for all the MRIs and medical records. It appears that he has a prescription for a lumbar spine MRI that was ordered by Dr. Adam Rodnick, who is a chiropractor. He actually referred this gentleman. One moment. We have released the records for this patient from Dr. Eden from Premier MRI. And when they will be received, we'll have review and find a solution for his issues. So his chiropractic and MRI are on hold, and he has only positive issue was right eye was drooping, that you can mention in the eye exam due to the right stroke. And I don't have a diagnosis code for right stroke and right eye drop. In the treatment plan, medications have not been provided. And therapy has not been ordered. We are going to wait for the MRI to arrive and then make the decision. So rest of the treatment plan is on hold until new visit comes across. Thank you.